you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for another edition of the Coach's Corner. We continue to wrap up the fall sports season here in the Castle Country. The USU Eastern soccer squads, both seasons came to an end this past weekend, both teams losing in the second round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Championship Tournament. The women falling to Salt Lake 1-0, while the men lost to Southern Nevada 3-0. Joining us over the phone right now to talk a bit about this past weekend's matchups and to recap the entire season, we have Coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, it is always great to get you on. Appreciate the time again.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll dive right into it, Coach. First off, let's talk about the women. They suffer a 1-0 loss. This is really a tough one to swallow. You and I talked about going into this particular game, how going up against Salt Lake, a team where in three previous matchups, you lost 1-1-1 and tied. So it was as even as it could possibly get going into the conference tournament to kind of break that 1-1-1 three-game set.
Yeah, you know, we even talked with the team before the game, and we said, listen, it's going to be a one-goal game. We didn't see either team being able to score by two. If you're up 2-0, you're definitely going to win that game. And so, we made the right adjustments. We had felt like in some of the previous games that we would start off a little slow, which would allow Salt Lake to get a little bit of momentum. But they really didn't have very many chances by the first half. It was pretty evenly played. It was 0-0 at half, and we felt pretty confident that we're a team that usually has pretty good depth and pretty good endurance, and we kind of wear teams down, but in the end they were able to put one in about 10 minutes into the second half off of a set piece, which again we felt like that's where they're going to score on us if they do. We didn't feel like they were going to be able to generate an offensive run. There would be a foul or a corner kick that would be their best opportunity to score, and that's how they scored on us.
Well, that being said, when you fall down 1-0 in a game that you anticipated being a one-goal game, did you immediately sense some panic, or did you see a little bit more urgency? I mean, what was the vibe like once Salt Lake scored that first goal?
There was enough energy. We felt like the girls were still felt pretty confident. We didn't change a formation. We didn't change attitude. You know, the next 10 minutes, we felt like we took over. We had a couple of set pieces that about 25 yards out, and they weren't good for us. We had some corner kicks. We didn't execute on the end of some set pieces, but we generated it enough in there to be able to equalize it. We didn't change our really a formation or thought process until about the last got under 10 minutes when we started pressing up one of our backs, because it's like, hey, you're either going to equalize it or you're going to lose 2-0. You got to do anything you can to try to equalize the game and push it into overtime or beyond losing 1-0. So, we had some really good opportunities in the last 5 minutes. We felt like the referees missed a couple of crucial calls. It happens in games. We felt like there was a couple of handballs on the Salt Lake squad that the referees missed, which would have resulted in a couple of penalty kick opportunities. You know, there's no guarantee you're going to make those. But, you know, we did the right things. It's just unfortunate when you're playing a good team. You know, you're not going to get great opportunities, but when you get them, you got to put it away. And they did, and we didn't.
And then you guys immediately had to you had to take the field once again right after that with the men's squad. They go up against Southern Nevada. That's a good team there as well. Unfortunately, again, shutout loss this time, 3-0. In comparison, were these games at all comparable, Coach?
For the men's and women's teams?
Yeah.
No, not a whole lot. I mean, there's a little bit different thought process, a little bit different formation. The men's team again. Soccer is such an opportunistic game. At halftime on the men's side, There were 11 shots that each team took, and four of them were on goal on each side. And each team, we had three corner kicks to their two. So statistically, a dead heat. We had our four shots on goal. For us, were inside the 18, and their four shots, only one was in the 18, and they put it away. So if we had put our four away to their one, heck, I'll take a 4-1 halftime lead all day long. That's sometimes the brutality of soccer. You can do everything right, but it's that last 10 yards, put the ball past the goalkeeper, put it in the goal. Their goalkeeper had to make some good saves. I wouldn't say fantastic saves, but our shot was kind of right at him. But very high pace. We had the right game plan by the first half. We outplayed them. We outpressed them. We didn't have to outpossess them, but we were getting the better opportunities to score. And again, if we put our opportunities in, the game changes. Second half, they made the right adjustments. They were able to squeak one in right underneath the armpit of our goalkeeper on the ground. That, you know, you're watching this ball going, oh, he's got it. Oh, what? How did that get underneath him? And they go up 2-0, and then that kind of was the end of it. But a very good quality CSN team, very aggressive, challenges you hard. We had beaten them at home 3-1 a couple weeks ago. They'd beaten us two other times, so we weren't unconfident. But a couple of injuries really changed a little bit how we played, and we ran out a little bit of steam with a couple of backup players out there. So,
again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. Coach, we'll flip back over to the girls' side of the field. As far as the expectations and the goals at the beginning of the season, I know last week we talked a lot about injuries for this team. Is it still disappointing to not log a win in the conference tournament?
Oh yeah, it's always disappointing in that way, but it's not as disappointing in my mind if we were healthy, if we had everybody there. Our girls played as hard as they could. We had some girls out there still trying to play through some injuries that, you know, they played a lot of minutes, but they weren't quite the same player. They weren't quite as fluid and as dynamic as you want. I would be more disappointed had we been healthy and had we played our best and lost in a really unlucky fashion. We got scored on. We gave up a goal, and that's to Salt Lake's credit. But at the beginning of the year with the expectations and knowing what was available with the squad when we were healthy, really felt like we were a national caliber team. We were ranked, which doesn't mean anything, but you know, as soon as we started getting injured, we became vulnerable. And hats off to the other teams for taking advantage of that.
Flip side to the men, I know that it's such a competitive league. I mean, really, really a competitive league. And as you and I were talking about last week, you said it doesn't shock you that schools here in the state of Utah are as competitive as they are, only 1 year into their existence based on the talent here in the state of Utah. You knew it was going to be a difficult season for the men. I remember talking to you at the beginning of the season. You knew that things had to break right for you guys to have an overall successful season.
Yeah, you know, and we ended up 8-6-3. Three double overtime ties, which, you know, a bounce here, a bounce there, those could have been wins. So that gives us, you know, gives you 11 wins on the year. Of the five losses, three of those were one goal. We were very competitive. Salt Lake men who ended up winning the league, you know, nobody else in the league played them as close as we did. You know, a 1-1 double overtime tie, a 1-0 double overtime loss. We lost them twice by one goal. Salt Lake goes into the tournament as the number one seed, and they lost to Snow 3-3 in a shootout. CSN, who beat us, they had to score five goals to beat Snow College the next day, and we'd beaten Snow both times. So it was extremely competitive. It could have gone either way. you know, it came down a lot to who's going to make the fewest amount of mistakes, who's going to be healthy, who's going to execute their thought process just a little bit better. And unfortunately for us, a couple injuries and some unlucky bounces. Our leading goal scorer and point getter, Fabio, has the ball, you know, on the 6-yard line to score twice and doesn't quite get it wide enough for the keeper, who gets a touch on the ball to send it away. Either one of those go in, and the game's either equalized or we're up 2-1, and who knows where it goes from there.
With all this being said, Coach, as we recap, you know, the 2016 season, what's the future look like for both programs?
Well, the girls were probably 90% freshmen, so you know, if we get that core group back and we fill in some holes that we'll leave, I think the girls team is still poised to be very, very good. You know, they were 13-3-3 this year. The guys were 8-6-2. You know, again, really good core groups that are freshmen that came in. You know, we don't have to recruit a lot of new players, but we do have to recruit some key positions to move us forward, as you got to do every year.
Coach, once again, congratulations on putting together a very competitive season. I mean, I can't believe we're now 3 years deep into this USU Eastern program already. Have you enjoyed your time here in Price?
Oh yeah, you know, love the area. Really, have enjoyed. I probably have enjoyed coaching here as more so than anywhere else I've been, and I've been fortunate as a coach to be able to be successful. I have great players and that come and play for me, and really good community support here. We've been able to get players from any corner of the state of Utah to come and play for us, and so very, very blessed, very honored to be here. Have really, really enjoyed time, and they finally broke ground on new soccer fields up there above the BDAC, so that's going to be exciting time for next year to have some new fields up there on the old Durant property, which will really be a good recruiting tool for us.
Definitely. Well, Coach, again, I definitely do appreciate you taking out the time. It was great to talk to you. Great to always keep up on the soccer team. Hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Very good. Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads putting the final touches on the 2016 season. We're going to break for just a minute tonight here on KOAL. The Utah Jazz are back in action. They travel on the road to take on the unbeaten San Antonio Spurs. We'll catch up with Jamison Welsh, great friend of the show who covers the NBA throughout the entire country. We'll talk Rudy Gobert and his brand new contract as well. That's coming up next.